This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home.
Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man.
Hey, girl.
Boy, there's no shortage of topics today. Still really excited over Justin
Fields.
You
sound it. You sound thrilled.
I think it's going to be all offseason. It's going to be really hot in camp on how they're going to handle the reps, on when he could start. Again, this is the first time in a long time I'm excited for a preseason game. I'm excited for preseason football.
Who gets a chance to hold one of the kids first? Is it Justin Fields, or is it going to be Ryan Pace or Matt Nagy if you get onto House Hall property?
Been there, done that with Pace and Nagy. It's Justin Fields. Okay. They'll be there with their... a couple years ago, the prize picture was the Khalil Mack picture.
Yes. Yeah.
It was Khalil Mack was there after his first year, 18. This was the summer of 2019.
Uh-huh.
So they're coming off this 12-4 season. We're all in on Club Dub. Khalil Mack just showed you that he was worth every cent you paid him. And the sky was the limit for that defense. And both my boys had number 52 jerseys. It was like a 90-degree day with 100% humidity.
Yeah.
Braxy wanted to go home. I said, no. We're not going home yet. We're getting this picture with Khalil Mack or somebody. And we were able to get, awesome.
He's my favorite pageant dad of all time, ladies and gentlemen.
I live through the kids. Yes, I am living vicariously through the kids.
You are not going home. I know you're two and you crapped your pants earlier and you're a little dehydrated. I know it's 100 degrees out, but you stand next to your brother and take this picture with Khalil.
Football's about discipline and commitment, young Braxton.
Yes.
We need, look, you're lucky you don't have a two-a-day here.
That's right.
Back in the day, my parents used to make me wait through two-a-days for the Bears.
We'll get you an IV bag when we're done here, son. That's what we'll do for you.
So we got that. We got the picture I've told you recently of Trubisky did make his way on the wall. It's a good picture with my oldest and Trubisky.
It's Trubisky. It's in the equipment room where the heater, the furnace,
it is
everything
on
is.
The wall that does where the door. It's next to the door for the utility room in the corner of the basement and the bathroom. So it has residency.
But it's
really
going to stay up. Is it going to stay up?
Well, it's easily taken off.
Okay.
So if we can get if we get Justin Fields, that Justin Fields doesn't go to the utility room or the bathroom.
No,
Justin Fields gets prime landscape near Allen Robinson and Khalil Mack.
Just the way Mitch did early on.
No, Mitch never.
Mitch never got it?
Mitch never made his way onto the wall.
Really? Even
by the time
in the early days?
It was a great picture, but by the time it was developed, we send it to Walgreens, we put them on the canvas. By the time it was developed and
he was throwing picks?
I think the Saints game had just happened, and we're like, what's going on here?
Yeah, he's being told to throw it on the right side of the field, but he's throwing it to the left side of the field.
Even in 2019, the opener, we're like, okay, where's the offense, right, against Green Bay? And then the second game, they're in Denver. And then all game, they're not moving the ball, right? And then he made that one throw, and all the truthers came out and said, that's Mitch. That's some bold Mitch right there. He never gives up. He rallies the team late. That's our guy. He's going to be awesome. Pinheiro hit the field goal.
They play a 60-minute game in that one throw.
The one throw.
Yeah.
Resilient. Just like in the playoff game against the Eagles when he made the sideline throw to A-Rob. Put us in position to win the game, but Parkey couldn't hit the field goal. He sucked for three quarters. We're going to ignore that. But that last throw. Ooh.
You hit your Bears Woody at that time,
I did.
Too.
Look, I mean, my oldest first game was Bears Bucks.
Oh, it's six tutties.
The six tutty game, and they're in the, what did they score that game? 48 or something like that?
I think they had 48 at half.
I'm thinking that these kids are going to have it so good. Like, already they got a World Series under their belt for my Cubs. They don't know what pain is.
You went sideways quick, didn't it?
Yeah, and
But now
like
we feel good about everything.
We feel good.
But we're going to revel in the controversy that is going on north of us. And we're not going to focus on us.
Yes.
And what you just described, but we're going to focus on what's going on.
I heard a conversation today on Cap and Hoodie about how it's all turning around here for the Bears. Not just with the Bears and Fields, but like Green Bay, it's going to blow up in their face. Detroit, they've got Jared Goff. And then,
Matt Patricia, though.
Kirk Cousins at $38 million or whatever it is. And
whatever he's making doesn't matter.
And then Kellen Mond is, they drafted Kellen Mond. So that like, there was a lot of celebration. It reminded me of when the Bears landed Jay Cutler in the spring of 2009.
We were all guilty of that.
We did a poll question. I don't know if you remember, who will be the best quarterback in the NFC North?
I don't remember that poll question, but it sounds more than a touch silly right now.
Will it be the rookie? Now, granted, he's the number one overall pick. Will it be the rookie, Matthew Stafford? Will it be Aaron Rodgers?
How long into his career was Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers was coming off a 4,038-yard season with 28 touchdowns, but he did throw 13 interceptions.
Whoa, wow. That's so, like 4 years worth for him usually.
Yeah, it's pretty good. But look, Cuddy's here now. So is it going to be Rodgers? Is it going to be Stafford? Or I think Favre at the time was like on his last legs in Minnesota.
Okay.
And we're like, look, we're going to be on easy street soon. We got the 26-year-old gunslinger. They got the guy who needs a nap up in Minnesota. Rodgers is and Stafford's a rookie.
Yeah.
We're
How'd
set.
How'd that go?
Yeah,
How'd that go?
I'm still waiting.
Right. So, like, look, I'm optimistic, but, like, I told you yesterday, and I'm usually late for parties. But once I'm there, it's on. Like, I mean, it's on. When I go to a party, I may not be the first person there, but there's a really good chance I'm the last one to leave, and I'm the one that's least likely to get cheated. I'm going to get mine. I'm going to get every drink that's coming my way.
Right.
I'm going to enjoy every moment that I'm there. I just may show up a little late.
Right.
And I told you that yesterday, and I have the same approach to what's going on in Green Bay right now. Like, it all feels right for us. It all looks like it's headed in the right direction. Chaos could be on the horizon. But I am going to be late for that dancing on the Packer grave party.
Yeah. The Bears are back and the Packers are dead.
Yeah.
Seems to be the narrative the last couple of days. And look, I'm all for the euphoria, like
yes.
we just talked about. I'm all for the goosebump moment when you watch SportsCenter and they're talking about our team because we landed as a fan base, maybe our first ever great quarterback. I'm all for that. I am not for any like pronouncements that we're now in the catbird seat in the division.
Listen, when the Brett Favre thing went south, I mean, it felt a lot like this, didn't it? And then Rodgers was there. Now, our assumption is that Jordan Love isn't going to be able to take the place of a legend the way that Aaron Rodgers did. That's our assumption.
Well, and Jason Wilde joined us on Friday, and he said he looked awful. And look, that doesn't happen often.
Right.
And it's almost like they're due to just sort of
stink,
get caught up on what it's like to find a quarterback.
And I hope that's the case. Like, I'm more worried about my team than their demise. Like, I'm going to sit here and cheer for their demise. I'm going to cheer for my team first. And if they do start heading south, fantastic. But I'm not ready to do the victory dance just yet because I don't know who Jordan Love's going to be despite how bad he looked in training camp last year. It wasn't last year a little different than most. It was a COVID affected season. Am I right this year?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I don't know that Aaron Rodgers won't be there. I know that there's less than a 5% chance, but Rodgers may be under center next year.
Right. And then I heard them talking this morning and like, weaving this all together, like Terry Bradshaw was ripping Aaron Rodgers. Let me play you this. And then, is this, how long is this, Chris? I can't see the screen. Is this a long bite or a short bite?
It says 2 minutes.
It's a 2 minute bite. Okay. Here,
with him being that upset shows me just how weak he is. Who the hell cares who you draft? I mean, I never.
Like, I could just stop it there. Like, listen to this. Like, this is a guy, yes, who is in the Hall of Fame. There's a guy who's got all those Super Bowl rings, right? And he still talks about the NFL. But listen, this is him talking about Aaron Rodgers.
With him being that upset shows me just how weak he is.
Wait. Stop it there. It shows you how weak he is. they drafted his replacement, and he went out and he won the damn MVP.
Yeah.
They took the ball out of his hands in the most important down in the 2020 season for the Packers in the playoff game on fourth down, and they decided to kick a field goal. And I'm listening to Cap this morning rip Rodgers, that it's Rodgers and you don't cater to your star quarterback. I hope there's a day in Chicago where whoever the GM is has to cater to Justin Fields.
Oh, yes.
Because he's so damn good and he's delivered so damn much. You absolutely cater to your best player. And for Terry Bradshaw to call him weak when this guy goes out, he didn't wilt after they drafted his replacement. He went out and he showed everyone he's still the best quarterback in the National Football
League. At what, age 38, 39, whatever it was? Yeah, I totally disagree with what Terry has to say. Look, I think you do have to cater to your star players. Now, there's a line, but I don't think that Aaron Rodgers has crossed it. Like, it's a lot different what's going on in Seattle from you know, we're more than an arm's length distance away from both scenarios. But what's going on in Seattle, where Russ wanted more input into things. Well, they fired Brian Schottenheimer, their offensive coordinator. They hired someone he wanted. They've tried to at least meet some of his requests and involve him more. Like, they have done, I believe, more catering to their star quarterback than the Green Bay Packers have done catering to Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers has been a better quarterback. Russell Wilson's fabulous. But Aaron Rodgers has taken it to another level. So, like, you can argue that Seattle hasn't done enough to surround Russell Wilson with enough, but they are catering to him in a way that the Packers haven't. I don't believe. Now, look, they've built a nice offensive line. Davante Adams was a second or third round pick. Like, I'm not telling you that they've ignored Aaron Rodgers, but I don't think that they've catered to him in much the way that star players, regardless of the league you're playing in, are catered to. That's just reality.
I would tell them all to put on The Last Dance again. And watch just what happens when you empower the GM. There's all these people, most of them are older people, who don't like the fact the players are empowered these days. The players own the power. They think you sign a contract and you got to abide by it. The fact of the matter is, in today's sports, why I never understood either why sports fans side with management. I've never once rooted or had a jersey that had Jerry Krause on the back of the jersey. I've never done that. I root for the players. I like that the players have the power. And I'm just warning, like, I'm fine with the Packers having this go poorly. But for any, like, person out there who thinks that, oh, you shouldn't cater to Aaron Rodgers, that go watch The Last Dance. And Cap, again, he's so out of his mind that he was rationalizing again that the Bulls wouldn't have won in 99 if you brought them all back. Instead, Cap wanted the Tim Floyd era, followed by the try-hard Scott Skiles era, followed by the rise and fall of the Derrick Rose era, followed by more unwatchable Bulls basketball. We are 22 years removed from the Bulls winning championships, and they still haven't gotten back to the NBA Finals. You don't side with management. You side with the star players who got you there, and you squeeze every last drop out of star players because, you know what? More times than not, you don't go from Favre to Rodgers. You go from Rodgers to Tim Floyd. And I'm hoping that's what's going to happen to the Packers.
Poor guy's just stretching right now, trying to get ready for a baseball game with his, you know, his old man baseball
team. Is he playing today?
Yeah, and you're just kicking him in the marbles.
I can't believe the owner kiss-ass mentality of not siding with a star player and still arguing in this town 22 years later that the Bulls wouldn't have won in 99. Let's bring in Tim Floyd and let's bring in Corey Benjamin and let's bring in Tyson and Eddie and let's draft Marcus Fizer. Stick it up your rear end.
What you have to have is a relationship that is amenable. Like, you can't have players like I can understand what was going on in Seattle and Russell Wilson wanting input, But you do have to draw the line somewhere. Where, like, listen, we've given you the contract extension. We've tried to get better here. We've hired people. Like, there is a common ground. Like, so I mean, and the ownership and the coaching staff and the front office should be trying to work with their star players. So I'm just telling you, like, there should be a relationship that exists where everyone is pulling on the same end of the rope.
312-332-3776. Weaving it all together, the Bears' euphoria. Are you concerned there's too much premature celebration over the Packers' demise and the Bears' rise, and thinking that we're in for this really good? I'm hopeful with Fields. I think it's the greatest move. I can't wait for him to hold my kids and take a picture and put them in good landscape in the basement. But I think it's a little earlier than the whole Rodgers debate. 332-3776. There's some Sox stuff to get after today with Tony La Russa and with the injury situation and who you trade for and everything like that. So there's a lot to do. 332-3776.
It's a lot better than the 10 Zoom meetings you've been on today.
This may take a couple of days, maybe more.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000 and listen to Waddle and Sylvie on Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
I do love that smart speaker. It's great technology. Also, shout out to everyone in the Twitch chat. It's a new way to watch and listen to the show. You can react with other listeners. Good debates going on. Talking about the Rodgers stuff, I got heated over that. I like.
Yeah, you got a little burn in your shadow.
I'm a pro player guy. Not every player is absolutely right, but I just never understand why you know guys like Cap or Bradshaw or Warren Moon, you know guys who have power, who have been previous NFL players or people just don't understand. Like if an NBA player wants to be traded these days, he's going to get traded. Aaron Rodgers feels dissed in many different ways. Why is it incumbent on Aaron Rodgers? They should make it right for him.
Well, again, I agree with you. I think that the Green Bay thing is, I think you should. You have to. Everybody isn't treated the same way. That's just not reality. If you're a really good player, you get away with a lot of other things. You get paid more. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes along with catering to the better players. What I'm telling you is, and again, this is my theory in life, is it's not over here, it's not over here, it's usually right down the middle. You want an environment where we're all wanting the same thing. Green Bay should want the same thing that Aaron Rodgers wants. I'm pro player as well. I was a former player. By the same token, you also can't have a guy sign a long-term contract, be given this and given that, and I'm just speaking in a hypothetical way when you say that the player, I'm a player guy and I want the player to have all of the leverage. Well, that sounds great, but if you do have somebody who accepts a long-term deal and for whatever reason decides the next year he wants out, despite the fact you have been catered to and you've been treated well, like you throw, like that's not an environment that you want as a fan for your franchise. It's not something your franchise you would want. Like if you've got a quarterback who's great, I don't know why you wouldn't want to keep him happy. You give him a big contract, you try to put the best group around him. If he has any inkling at all that this place isn't for him, don't sign the long-term contract. You have the right to move on as a free agent.
The only reason, though, you sign the long-term contract is for guaranteed money, and football players get the shaft to begin with. So I'm all for, like, a player, and if you, like, we had a debate during the break. If you say, well, collectively bargain for that, you need the entire union. Rodgers is collectively bargaining for himself. Yeah, you know what I mean?
The Aaron Rodgers Green Bay thing, we're on the same side of this conversation. I'm just telling you in a blanket statement, how would you feel if, I mean, if any given player, like you what you want is you want harmony in your organization. You want your management group to have their player's best interest in mind and the player want to be comfortable and happy in the environment he is in. And if he's not comfortable and he's not happy in the environment he is in, then he does have he could hold out. He could leave via free agency. I'm just saying to you that it's not cut and dry. It really isn't.
Chris on 55, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Chris?
How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. Good. Thank you.
I'm going to be really blunt and really fast. You know, I was all for you know, Justin Fields, you know, don't get me wrong, but I think I was more pumped about the two picks right after him. You know, as much as we needed a quarterback, you know, but we also need a line. And, you know, Pace, obviously, he did what he do to save his own butt this year. But, you know, we are, you know, we could all be happy about the Bears, but as long as number 12 is over there at Green Bay, we are always going to have a hard time. So I just wanted to call, well,
that,
you know.
That's true. I mean, look, as long as Aaron Rodgers is under center, like last year, you think Aaron Rodgers was on good terms with everyone up there? I don't believe so.
No.
And I'm with you 100%. I think Green Bay has done a poor job catering to his desires.
Well, and that's what I hate when I listen to Terry Bradshaw say that Aaron how could you, Terry Bradshaw, say that Aaron Rodgers is weak? Aaron Rodgers plays through injuries every year. It's the same thing that I fought for with Cutler when people used to call Cutler not tough or whatever. Like, weak, even if he's weak-minded because he wants out, what do you mean? You drafted his replacement and he led you again to be one of the best teams in the league, and he won the MVP. That's tough. That's strong. That's the opposite of weak.
Yeah, I don't agree with what Terry had to say.
So,
I'm not going to get riled up about what Terry had to say. Terry says a lot of things.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, yeah. Warren Moon yesterday said that Aaron Rodgers is being sensitive. You know,
these are all guys that played in an era where things were entirely different. I'm not telling you it's correct, but like their perspective is different than today.
Wouldn't you want them to have the players have the power?
Look,
why are you ripping your fellow player?
I have no idea. In fact, a lot of these guys laid the foundation for the league, which then became popular because of some of their success, which has made everybody wealthier. Like, I don't understand why they are saying the things they are saying, but the situation in Green Bay doesn't make any sense to me. The one in Seattle is a little bit different to me. Like, I think that they have tried to cater to, and Brock Huer joined us and told us that he felt, living up there and covering the team, that the Seahawks had tried to cater to Russell Wilson. I get an entirely different feel for what's going on north of us.
Waddle's been asking, boys, is there any new adjusted win totals out there based on the Rodgers news? Like, where is the Packers win total? Where is the Bears win total? Has that fluctuated at all? I'm also interested that when the schedule comes out, will these networks, now I know later in the year NBC can flex games out of their schedule, but like, will Monday Night Football want Green Bay on Monday Night Football? Because you're taking a chance.
When do you have to? I'm trying to think. When do you have to have all of that set?
Well, that's when the schedule comes out in 2 weeks.
Or, yeah, but I don't think you have to have your television schedule, do you?
Sure you do.
Really?
Because you're scheduled for a Monday. With the schedule coming.
True.
So, like, you could flex some of these Sunday games. So, like, NBC can put a Packer game on in November, and they could say, look, if Rodgers is here, we've got this Green Bay game. We could go Green Bay, Chicago, November, Lambeau Field. If the Packers stink, we can flex it out and go somewhere else. But I'm interested in seeing.
Why did you at least early on? Did you guys see the TV commercials during the draft? There's an NFL commercial promoting Mahomes against Rodgers, Packers, Chiefs for this upcoming season.
Right.
It's featured in the promo.
Well, now it may be Jordan Love. Now, look, you can't go wrong with Mahomes. So, like, any Mahomes game and Chiefs game.
Well, and I think you would get a lot of eyeballs at least early in the season to see who Jordan Love is. Then you may decide he stinks, and then I'm not going to watch the Sunday night game where the Seahawks are facing the Packers. But at least early on, I don't think you're going to lose eyeballs. But, I think that it's going to be an interesting decision for the television people and the schedule makers.
Our buddy Gorman's on the line. Gorman, are you bringing a fresh topic to the table, or is this something that you called in another show with?
Well, I have new material.
All right, thank you. That's all I ask for.
Okay, well, you're going to get it, Sylvie. so here's my thing, real quick. You know, if Rodgers was underperforming for a couple of years and the Packers went to him and wanted to renegotiate his contract, wouldn't even be an issue, right? Can't do it. But now, you know, like you say, these players nowadays, it's different than 20 years ago or when you played with the Bears. And, you know, it is different. Okay. But here's what I would do if I'm the Packers. Call over to the Seahawks and try and flip these guys back and forth. Wilson to the Packers, Rodgers to the Seahawks. If that don't work, hey, Aaron, you're playing for us. If you don't like it, sit out and you don't get paid. That's the position I would take if I was the Packers.
And then what Gorman, what do you do then if Aaron Rodgers says, I will sit out. I'm not coming to camp. I'm comfortable with my finances, and you could be without a quarterback, and you could, well, and then you may not get anything for me here.
No, because they got, what's his name, Love, and then they call the Bears, and they're like, listen, we'll take Foles off of your payroll to help your salary cap.
Listen, Gorman, your point is you're not going to be as good. There's no doubt. But you're right. I mean, the Packers could look at this situation and say, you're playing for us or you're not playing for anybody. And if Aaron Rodgers calls their bluff, and I think it was less likely that Russell Wilson was going to call their bluff, more likely that prior to all the off-field stuff in Houston that Deshaun Watson was going to sit out.
Right.
But every situation is different. I think it's more likely that Aaron Rodgers would just say, okay, I'm not going to play this year. Then what the Packers lose out on is whatever they would receive in terms of compensation in a trade. Like, there's another good question, and I know Louis Riddick is joining us at, what, 3 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
What would he believe would be respectable comp in a trade for Aaron Rodgers?
Russell Wilson. I have updated win totals and
you want to do that next? Division.
I will tell you them coming up next.
Oh, look at you.
What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN _ Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Phone number to participate, 332-3776. We also have Louis Riddick coming up. That should be great at 3 o'clock on Justin Fields and what they're getting. I have one rule for Louis that I will tell him right at the top of that interview.
You have rules for guests?
I have one rule for Louis today, and I think the fans will agree with it, too. All right, so updated win totals. We've got that. Are you looking at DraftKings, Abdallah? Are you looking at Caesars? Where are you looking here?
I'm looking at DraftKings right now.
So this is since the draft. This is current
since the draft, yes. The Bears are still at 7.5. Were they at 7
they
before?
They were at 7. I've got a sheet right here.
So
that
it's up
says
to 7.5 at -125. You got to lay some juice. I'd probably still go under depending on how many games Justin Fields starts. And
what if he starts them all?
Over.
It's why I like.
How many are they going to win? 13?
How many games are there?
Yeah.
17.
17. I said, how many are you going to win?
17.
All 17?
Yeah. Okay.
So it used to be 7, right? It's why I liked that 7 number because for the over. I mentioned going over, but I've been on the over for the Bears all these years. Going like that way, if they go 7-10, it's a push.
Still, yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? Like now they got to go 8-9.
Yeah, totally. When this was
but
at
now
seven.
It's 7.5, it makes it a little trickier. I still like the over, though. I think they're going to go 8-9 minimum.
I would put a little on it. I wouldn't feel over the top about it, but I'd play the over. They got a very difficult schedule. Again, that can change over the course, not knowing who's going to get hurt, who's going to be healthy.
Should we?
But I'd take the over.
Where's the Packers win total? Because should we pound the under? Just banking on the fact that they're trading them.
Well, you can. I will bask in your celebration when you win that bet. Like I said, I'm going to be late to it.
Well, Sylvie, according to DraftKings, you can't pound anything.
It's off the board.
You can't go to Pound Town?
They're smart. I mean, they don't,
Well, again, those casinos look the way they do because you know, they don't make bad decisions.
You can still bet the division winner, though. The Packers are still the favorite at -110. The Vikings are second at +225. The Bears are +325. And the Lions are 20-1 to win the division.
Can I bet the Lions not to win the division?
I mean, if you want to bet like -2,000.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'm not surprised by anything that you mentioned right there. I think some of this, too, is, I mean, did we get this when... I guess they did when they did make these totals. The sheet I'm holding was from weeks ago, still knowing that there were 17 games. Because
the
top total on this sheet here was Kansas City at 12.
Right. Which doesn't sound that much at 12-5.
No.
Right.
Like the Packers at 10-5. This is prior to, like, I mean, look, if you talk to people,
the over when we didn't think Aaron Rodgers was going to leave.
Look, there has been consternation. If you follow our buddy Jason Wilde or Rob Domofsky or anybody up in Green Bay, they will tell you that this unsettled situation has been there for a while. Like, it has reached a peak here, you know, there at DEFCON 1 at this point, but it hasn't been hunky dory for a while. This was 10.5, like with 17 games. I would have definitely,
they gave themselves, because I think they want to entice that. The most Packer fans, they're a public team where most fans go over that number anyway. Then you get some wiggle room if there's an injury or there's a trade. And next thing you know, they're collecting everything. 332-3776. Mike on the north side. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Mikey?
Hey, guys. Great show. So,
thank you.
A couple things. One, Aaron Rodgers won't retire because he'd have to give back $16 or $17 million that they paid him in his cash bonus last year. He could sit out. He'd lose about $18 million cash. But here's the interesting thing. The Packers, there's no team, I guess, since 2009. I have to check the formula. But a certain percentage of a quarterback salary cap that's being taken over, which is in the 30s, mid-30s, has even made it to a championship game. So look what they've done the last few years for him. And I agree they could have done more. But they doubled down on their defense, which really helped the team. Their offensive line, their running game, all these things they've done, they've had it. They've really done a great job considering the lack of salary cap space. You know, it's obviously a hard cap. So I guess my question is, for him, he's also been in the second. Let's be honest, the second worst division in the NFL the last 10 or 12 years. So if he wants to leave, that's up to them. But it just seems, or it's up to him, I guess. But it just seems like he doesn't really have as much leverage as you think.
Well, he does, because he could decide he's not going to play. Like you said, he'd have to give back some money, and he wouldn't get the money that's coming his way. But I think he's made enough that he could probably still get by.
Mike, don't you think that they, after June 1st, when they get more salary cap relief, and there is still a huge trade offer from Denver or the Raiders or another team out there, that they'd want to do that instead of going down the road of playing this game of chicken where then they're forced, with Aaron Rodgers sitting out, to trade from a weakness?
No, it's a great point. I mean, again, things are coming out that are odd. Like, he was upset that some receiver who's never done anything.
Jake Kummerow.
And look, he's entitled to that. Look, he's a great quarterback. Obviously, I'm a Bears fan. I've never been an Aaron Rodgers fan as a personality. Players tend to leave, and they tend to talk about what he's like in the locker room. But again, that's up to him. The biggest issue is this, though. They have done – I'm not a Packer fan. I don't like the organization, but I got to give them credit. They've done a very good job. He's been the highest paid or close quarterback for years, and they put a winning team around him, which very few teams can do.
Mike, thanks.
Listen, you make some good points. They've bolstered their offensive line.
But they're supposed to do that. That's what good teams do.
That's right.
Well, like, if we were in Chicago and we were on a doorstep of a championship, and you had a first round pick, and instead of getting that team over the hump with another win now player in the first round, and you drafted one projecting 3 years down the road, wouldn't we be mad?
Yeah, I think so. Like, at the very least, get him something else to work within his offensive huddle, other than Devontae Adams.
Anything, you know?
Yeah. I mean, look, you just want him to be happy. You want him to have a good relationship and want to end his career there. I think, you've got one of the best players in the National Football League. What you want to do is try to keep them in place as long as you can, because they can go elsewhere and they can win, a la what Tom Brady did.
Right, and they're living year to year with every year they get Tom Brady. It's a blessing for them, and they're just like, look, we're in it for this year. We'll figure out next year, and that's all that Rodgers is asking.
Tom Brady has actually asked them to do certain things. Gronk came to town.
Sure.
You know, Antonio Brown is on the team now.
And think about all the drama that came with that and the baggage.
So, I mean, look, I get the point. This is why I said before, there's got to be a balance where both sides are pulling on the same end of the rope and want the same thing. And as a team, you have to cater in some ways to your best players. That's just the reality of it.
James and Gurney, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, James?
Hey, boys. Thank you, Sylvie, for paying up on time. I'd like a certain mentioned person, but we'll leave it at that. I think he's the one drawing on Tom's car, but we'll leave it at that.
Right.
I just want
very
to
good.
A couple people.
He's talking about he won the pizza bet, even though he forgot he won the pizza bet. And I was supposed to buy him a pizza Friday, but we never got the numbers Right. So I went in the studio during the break. I go, give me your info so I can get you the pizza bet. And James, as generous as he is, goes, look, forget the pizza. Make a donation, $20-$25 to St. Jude's. We'll make that happen right now. St. Jude's is a great place.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've been giving to for years. You love them kids. So I just want to throw it up. Thank you to the Buffalo Bills and the San Francisco 49ers. I got on yesterday. Albert Breer mentioned this morning, too, as well. There's a couple different tests. There's one with 6,500 athletes throughout a spectrum of sports. Guess who was number one on that test?
Justin Fields.
Right.
So I know it might be old news, but I try to get – that's what we're missing here, man. This kid and some of the stuff that came out in the draft, he comes from a solid family. And they're talking about Ohio State like Haskins. And I'm not saying nothing bad because a lot of these kids come nowhere. I don't think that we're going to see Justin Fields in the strip club in the week of the playoffs on a Facebook Live or whatever. So I just think everyone's really taken the amount of this service, how smart this kid is. It's just every time I hear Carlos, I get so geeked up still, man, hearing that. My Chicago. I mean, I think we're overlooking the fact of how smart this kid is, and he's going to have a chip on his shoulder. And
I didn't hear any reports that anyone thought he wasn't smart coming out.
No, I think it's all good. I think he checks every box.
And I think that, you know, there was the one thing about how Orlovsky was reporting something early.
Yeah,
he
was like not being like a character guy or something, and saying he was like last in, first out kind of guy.
He was saying that's what other teams are saying and why he's falling. And I want to ask Lewis about that. AC in Beverly, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, AC?
Sylvie, Waddle. Hello, gentlemen.
Hey. Hello.
Hey, so if I don't do anything else well, gentlemen, I do follow instructions. Sylvie, 2 weeks ago, you told me to put in my phone to call you back to quiz you on the seven continents. I'm back.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
look at this is awesome. All right. North America, South America, Asia, Europe, Africa, Australia, Antarctica.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. He learned.
Is there anything we can give AC? AC, man, that is awesome that you remembered to call in. I love
yes,
that.
Yes, indeed. Hey, listen, I listen to you guys every day, and one of these days, I'm actually going to call to talk sports. But,
you're welcome anytime, AC. That's awesome. Yeah, I'm going to put you on hold. See if you got anything, if we got some Connie's Pizza gift cards or something like that.
I got some Connie's Pizza in the fridge.
Connie's Frozen Pizza.
The freezer, yeah.
As Sharfy. I love that about AC. All right, coming up next are great clips, great clip of the day. It is our new quarterback, Justin Fields, with us. You'll hear that, and then Lewis Riddick next.
This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home.
Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
All right, let's play some Justin Fields here. Thank you to our great friend and partners over at Great Clips. They bring you our greatest clip.
Welcome to the greatest clips on ESPN 1000, presented by Great Clips.
And again, we're highlighting early this week some of the best stuff from Justin Fields when he joined the show on Friday. If you missed the interview, you can get it on demand on the ESPN Chicago app. A lot of great new things happening on that ESPN Chicago app as well. So if you've not downloaded it yet, it is so easy to use. Download it today. This is a recent ad, too, guys. You could add to this that I just went on our page, on the Waddle and Sylvie page. And not only do you get the uncensored Carmen and Yurko Waddle and Sylvie crosstalk on the Waddle and Sylvie page, we're going to get in the shop and record another one on Thursday. Chris Black, there's a new, like a 30-minute Cliff Notes version of the Waddle and Sylvie podcast as well?
Yeah, the Waddle and Sylvie shorts. It's all right there.
The Waddle and Sylvie shorts. So look, we know you're on the go. We know time is very limited. We know you have a busy life. If you love all 4 hours of our podcast, it's always there. If you want to get an interview, it's always there. If you want like the shorts and the best stuff from each show, there is now a separate podcast on our page called The Waddle and Sylvie
Shorts.
That.
I've also listened to it while wearing short shorts. It sounds better.
I'm actually like wearing shorts today, and I plan on listening to it afterwards.
If you listen, if you got your thighs out, it sounds better.
Okay.
When you listen to it. So, it enhances the audio.
So download the ESPN Chicago app.
You said thighs, right?
Put on some short shorts, and you can now get the Waddle and Sylvie shorts. And that's where, again, the Justin Fields interview is there. I'm still getting tweets saying, hey, where can I get that Mongo interview you guys did? Where can I get the Justin Fields interview you guys did? It's all there. All of our shows on demand, our previous interviews and podcasts and great moments. And you can also listen live on that thing. So it's a one-stop shop. Here's Justin Fields with us from Friday. Did you have any inkling you were headed here?
No, I zero idea. To be honest, after we started getting about into like 6, 7, 8, I had no idea where I was going to, end up. So I'm just grateful it was here in this great city. So it's awesome.
So take us through the video. We're watching on ESPN. I'm downstairs in my basement. I'm having a beverage or maybe 10, and I'm really excited. And you're the look on your face had people wondering, were you happy? Because you weren't like outwardly emotional. Take us through that. And what was your emotion?
I was definitely happy, of course. I think, my maybe facial expressions were, towards the waiting I might have done. I, didn't think I was going to have to wait that long, but, that's fine. I'm at the place where, I'm supposed to be. So, again, just grateful for the opportunity, and I'm excited to get started.
Tell us, Justin, about today. Who did you meet player-wise in the building? And I saw you mentioned that you had actually ran into Andy Dalton before in California, right?
Yeah. Me and Andy have, met once before. He's a great guy, a quarterback that is very bright. He's very talented, of course. And, he's, of course, has a lot of experience, playing in the NFL. So I'm definitely looking forward to learning from him.
Do you want to start right out of the gate?
I want to do what's best to win games. So whatever, Coach Nagy thinks, that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to help my team out in whichever way possible.
Justin Fields joining us. It's Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000. All right, let's get to know you a little bit. All right. Maybe some things that Bears fans don't know about you. Who is Uno?
Uno is my dog. He's almost 2 years now. He's a, French bulldog. And, he's just my best friend. So yeah.
And did you name him, obviously, after the number that you wear?
Yeah, so actually I was, thinking about naming him like Roscoe or something like that, but I was like, man, that's kind of, basic. So one of my old teammates, he actually suggested the name Uno, and I was like, that's actually a pretty good idea. So I just stuck with that one.
How about the scouting report on Justin Fields, the shortstop?
Ooh, right now or back? Back in the day.
Back in the day when I saw some highlights, Justin, and you look smooth.
Yeah, I mean, I would say I was, definitely a better than average baseball player, of course. I've been playing baseball since I was like 4. So, I mean, baseball has always kind of been in my life. But, I've bat leadoff, so, kind of fast. We're running around the base and definitely a solid shortstop. So I was definitely a pretty good baseball player for sure.
Cubs or Sox?
Ooh. I'm going to go with.
There's a big one, Justin.
I'm going to go with White Cubs, so I'm definitely half and half right now.
Oh, there you go. That's smart. I was very fanboyish.
I asked you, were you wearing pants for the interview?
And I said no.
Okay, and the thing that hit me the best was off the start was when you said, basically what you said or what I heard was, hi, Justin, I'm Mark, I have a drinking problem. That's kind of what I heard. I don't know if it was exactly. I'm sitting on my couch having a beverage or 10. Hi, Justin, I'm Mark, I have a drinking problem.
Held kids before? Yeah. You're about to hold a few.
Right. We're coming to training camp in August.
Yeah.
The baseball stuff. And I saw, Jesse tweeted it out that I asked him Cubs or Sox. And, people don't hear the interview are like, where to go, Sylvie? What a stupid-ass question. What are you asking about the Cubs or the White Sox? he played baseball. We were talking about him as a baseball player, and it's just a goofy cousin.
Listen,
socks.
You give those people too much time. Like the same people that are telling you to apologize to Ryan Pace. Like those people.
Yeah, don't worry about those people. You had a nice interview with Justin Fields.
I liked it. You had your pants off. You admitted that you have a drinking problem.
It's a fine interview. It's a good interview.
Yes, great. Yes. He sounded. I said
Part
to you.
Part three tomorrow.
He sounded when you started to talk about him personally. He really started to sound like he was going to open up. He talked about his dog.
Uno's awesome. Yeah.
So I thought it was good.
All right. So the Justin Fields interview in its entirety on the ESPN Chicago app. We need.
Hi, Lewis. I'm Mark. I got a drinking problem. That's at three.
I have a rule for Lewis coming up. I also need Would You Rather entries. Send us your Would You Rather entries. WS Would You Rather. We'll play some Would You Rather at about 4:30. You'll have a chance to win booze. Speaking of that, Waddle.
I'm Tom. I got a drinking problem.
From Grand and Western Liquors. Tweet them to Black and Abdallah. Use the hashtag WS Would You Rather, your best either or question. Lots of good fodder out there to use. All right, in 2 minutes, we have a new rule for Lewis Riddick and our new quarterback coming up next.